21 season. Owosso Rams ranked number two in Class 6A, facing the number four Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. As Adams will kick off, it's straight down the middle, and he gets it out of the end zone. So the Wolves will come out and start first and 10.
You know, Steve, when we talked to Coach Blankenship, that was one of the points of concern for this year was special teams.
Yeah.
That looked like he's been doing this a while. That was 6 yards deep into the end zone.
We talked to him at his coach's show and questioned him about special teams. He wasn't sure we could get it into the end zone, but Adams does a good job of doing it there. Coming out for the Wolves, they'll go with two receivers to the left, two to the right. Scott Pfeiffer, the returning starter at quarterback. The Rams coming out in their standard 4-3 defense. It's going to be a fake handoff. Pass out into the left flat. Pass intended to the receiver. Incomplete. LB Reeves unable to bring that down, so that'll bring up second and 10 from the Wolves' 20-yard line.
You know, Steve, that's one thing. You're going to see a lot of passes from Scott Pfeiffer this year. He's returning. He had almost 2,400 yards last year, 29 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But get this, Steve, they lost 97% of their rushing yards from last year.
Second and 10, Pfeiffer takes the snap, looks across the middle, finds an open receiver. That's going to be Tabron Chatron, and he's up to the 40-yard line, a gain of 20. It'll be a first and 10 for the Wolves from their own 40-yard line. That's the brother of Talon Chatron. That's Tabry Chatron. Both seniors quick to the line of scrimmage. Throw outside and almost picked off. You heard Jared almost make the call right there. That was Aiden Lewis. It was a quick out to the left, but Lewis read it beautifully from that linebacker spot. Almost got into the path. Jared, if he gets that, it's six for the Rams.
You
talk about shocking awe.
I know, Steve. Aiden Lewis, 6'3", 190, big, tall, lanky body there in the linebacker position. He jumped it just about as well as Gage Laney ever did last year.
So that'll bring up, well, there must have been a penalty on the play. Jared, I didn't see the flag on that. It's going to be first and 15. Must have been a holding call. It's a spot foul. Rolling out to the right is Pfeiffer. He looks downfield for a receiver. It's tipped up in the air. Intended receiver appeared to be Elijah Matoier. Actually, that's going to be Eltramaine Neal. Duplicate numbers.
Now, I tell you what, Steve, that front four for the Rams got into the backfield quick, and that's going to be a big point today. Get those guys in the backfield. Show some pressure to Scott Pfeiffer. Last year in this game, he only completed 46% of his passes.
Chris McClellan on that right defensive end position, the highly talented recruit, as that'll bring up second and about 15. Pfeiffer in the pistol. He'll go back in the pocket, looking downfield, under pressure, throws it outside. It's incomplete to his left, and Pfeiffer ends up on his backside as he's heavy pressure.
I'll tell you what, Steve, that was Aiden Lewis again with the pressure there. It looks like the Owosso Rams front seven is going to be able to do what they want here in the early going.
Defensive coordinator Antonio Graham dialing it up in here and putting pressure early on as third and about 15 from their own 33-yard line. Wolves to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Fake the handoff. Looking downfield, Pfeiffer under pressure, rolls out to his right, being chased there. He's going to take off to the sideline. It's going to be close, and he's not going to be able to get there. He's going to be short, knocked out of bounds at about the 41-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down for the Wolves.
Yeah, and that was a smart play from Pfeiffer there just to tuck it and run, get the yardage. He got pretty close, about 3 yards short of the first down, but there was nothing in the secondary. He had no options.
So fourth and about six as the Wolves we'll send their punting team on the field. Coach Kyle White in his sixth season. Edmond Santa Fe has been to two state championship games. They lost last season to the Jinx Trojans 17-10. Actually, they lost 41-14 last season. They lost 17-10 back in 2003. Back deep for the Rams. I believe that's going to be Jeray Austin and flag whistles before the play. We're going to have a procedure call against Santa Fe. That'll back them up 5 yards.
Yeah, and Steve, this is a time of the day when the shadows on these punts, it might be a bit of an issue. We've got the press box, very tall press box here.
We're up.
Yeah, we're up a ways. You know, when you need an elevator to get up there, you know you're up a ways. So
back to punt again. Kaiser gets the punt off. It's going to bounce at about the 30 into the inside about the Ram 25, but then it'll pop back out to about the 26-yard line. So Owosso will take over first and 10 from their own 26-yard line as the offense comes out onto the field. Austin Havens leading this group on. And, Jared, I got to tell you, as they get ready to come onto the field, it's a new offensive line. That is a question mark, but they are big. They can be physical. But this wide receiver skill position core is fast.
Yeah.
And they're talented.
The Rams returned 89% of their receiving production from last year. All four of those guys, Cole Adams, Jare Austin, Keelan Carney, and Ronnie Thomas, they combined for 44 career touchdowns.
So Havens back in the pistol. Stack receivers to the left. Going in motion is Woods. Quick out to the wideout Carney. He tries to get upfield. He's going to get about 6 yards maybe as he's pushed out of bounds at the Ram 32-yard line.
Okay, Steven, you may see a lot of those really quick outs.
Yeah.
Let that speed go to work here on the out.
We've heard Coach Blankenship like to get the receivers out in space. Now we have two receivers to the right, one to the left. Havens looking over the defense. The handoff going to the right side, busting up the middle. That's Overstreet. He's got some room to the outside. He breaks to the 45, the 40, the 35, and he's pushed out of bounds before he gets to the 30-yard line. A big gain there for Derek Overstreet.
You love seeing that from Derek Overstreet. 500 yards on the season last year, 3 touchdowns. Again, this is going to be rushing by committee, if you will, this year.
Huge gain on that play as the Rams will line up first and 10 at the Wolves inside their 33-yard line. Quick to the line of scrimmage. Havens receives the snap, hands it off. Over on the right side, that was a kind of a quick, I wouldn't Carney call that a jet sweep.
Yeah.
It was Carney, but not much room there on that side. May have got a gain of one.
Yeah, I got tripped up in the backfield. Good to fall forward and get back to the line of scrimmage plus one.
Actually, no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. Rams, no huddle. Quick to the line. Now Havens will look over to the sideline, get the play. Two receivers to the left. Overstreet. He'll move over to the right in the backfield. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Havens rolls to his right. He's under pressure. Tries to throw it out to the right side. And lucky that was not intercepted. His intended receiver was Jackson Woods, but it's going to fall incomplete. And maybe a fortunate break there for Owosso.
Yeah, quick pressure, Steve. And that's, you know, you start to see that maturity of Austin Havens there. Maybe not something he might have done last year, but he just tried to dump it off to his tight end. Good to keep it low there for the incomplete pass.
Quick lineup again. Havens from the snap, under pressure, throws it over the middle, gets his receiver. It's Austin. He down to the 15 and finally tackled inside the 15-yard line. Jare Austin again with the catch. He just went down and set in the secondary, and Havens under heavy pressure able to make that pass.
First down and 10 from the 15. And Steve, you can, these four receivers we keep talking about, none of them are very big. None of them have size, but golly, they've got speed.
Here's the snap again. Fake the handoff. Haven's going to keep it and try to run up the middle. He runs into some green shirts. Maybe a gain of about 3. Let's see where they spot it. Rams were at the 15-yard line. It looks like he may have gotten down. They're going to give him the 12-yard line, so it'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Steve, that looked like the old Trey Goins quick draw there.
Now the Rams will huddle. 2nd and 7 at the Wolves' 12-yard line. Rams trying to open up the season with a touchdown on their first drive. Havens in the pistol. Fakes the handoff. There's going to be a whistle before the play. Jared, I was not watching the play clock. It may have run out on the Owosso. No, we're going to have a timeout for the Wolves. As we have 8:44 left to go, a Duralast roofing timeout. We'll take a 1-minute timeout with them. Listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso is proud to support the Owosso Rams. Our trained orthopedic physicians and athletic trainers will be on the sidelines in case you need us. With an office conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, Tulsa Bone and Joint physicians and physical therapists are nearby to serve you and your family. We wish the Owosso Rams a safe and successful football season. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
Ascension St. John ER care teams are here for you with strong safety measures in place to protect you and your family. If you have concerns about a heart attack, stroke, difficulty breathing, or a severe mental health condition, don't delay care. Go directly to the ER or call 911. Delaying care could make your condition worse and make it more difficult to recover. Ascension St. John Emergency Care is available 24/7. Find a location at getstjohncare.com.
Havens in the pistol. He's going to look left, throw it to the left, almost caught there, but turning upfield too quickly. Jared, I'm afraid, before the ball was secured, was Ronnie Adams. We had the play we wanted, I believe.
Yeah, Ronnie Thomas, that was a little bit high throw with second down and seven. Still short of the sticks, but now we've got third down and seven or eight coming up. And it's tough here, Steve, because as we mentioned before, you're now looking right into the sun.
Yeah, he has about a 6-yard hook, and you got to adjust to that. Havens looking again left, throws it to the end zone, got an open man, touchdown Owosso Rams. On the reception there is Keelan Carney.
Great job by Keelan Carney there to get open.
Looked like a busted coverage there,
absolutely.
Jared, because he got behind the defense.
Wide open.
Coming out toward the backside pylon, and I didn't see a green shirt in coverage there.
Well, it wasn't about 40 seconds into the game like it was last year, but we're less than 4 minutes into the game. That's our first Hopper Group touchdown of the season.
Jake Adams on for the extra point. It's up and it's good. Executive Homes extra point, and with 8:36 left to go here in the first period, it's Owosso 7, Edmond Santa Fe 0. We'll take a timeout, come back as you are listening to Owosso Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey everybody, it's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Back to school times here again. Randy here with Wholesale Computer Supply, your locally owned and operated computer superstore. We have everything you need for back to school computing or working from home. Save up to $100 on laptops and desktop computers now. Want to be 25% more productive while working from home? We have a solution with a dual monitor setup for under $150. Three locations to serve you better: East Tulsa, Midtown, and Owosso at 96th Street North and Garnett. Wholesale Computer Supply, where we'll do all we can.
Zero, 8:36 to go. A 12-yard touchdown reception. Keelan Carney from Austin Havens.
Yeah, it was 8 plays, 68 yards, 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 36 seconds. So get ready for the kickoff here.
Jake Adams again gets one deep and out of the end zone. And Jared, I got to tell you, that is key for this Owosso Ram defense, not to give it to any of those speedsters to have a chance for a return.
Yeah, absolutely. At this level, that is imperative. If you let any of those guys with any speed get out in the open on one of these kickoffs, it could be a bad deal. So that's it's invaluable to be able to put that into the end zone every time.
So the Ram defense back out on the field. The shadows have almost crossed over the side, so maybe not such a factor now. Got to find number two for the Wolves. Pfeiffer hands off up the middle, and he runs into a wall on that left side.
Tell you what, Steve, that was Tyler Rich that got back into the backfield. 6'2", 285, and they are really owning the line of scrimmage here.
You know, in that line, they can get you know, overshadowed guys like Rich when you've got McClellan and Jamerson.
That's right.
But don't take anything away from Rich and Gage Smith. That is, they are stout up front. So a loss of one on the play, second and 11. Pfeiffer with an empty backfield, three receivers on the right, two to the left. Pfeiffer gets the snap, looks downfield, looks for the slot. There's the receiver.
Oh.
He takes a shot, and we're going to have a defenseless player. That's going to be a penalty against Owosso. Intended receiver that time was Eltramaine Neal, and he got blown up on the play.
Yeah, and that's tough, Steve. You're just trying to be physical there and make sure that he doesn't catch the football, but it was thrown a little bit high. He was defenseless.
So the referees are going to confer. It was first and a second and 11. They're leaving it at first down. 7:56 to go here in the first quarter. Owosso 7, Edmond Santa Fe 0, and that penalty will go against the Rams. That's probably going to be enough for a Santa Fe first down as the referee marks it off. That'll move the ball up to the Wolf 34-yard line, first and 10.
Steve, I like what we're seeing early, though, from the defense. You know, you're filling holes with Gage Lenny, who led the nation at one point in interceptions last year with 11. Ahmad Triplett and Brendan Dye, who combined for nearly 200 tackles last year.
Arguably the best duo linebacker in the state.
Absolutely.
Pfeiffer gets the snap. It's fumbled in the backfield, and Pfeiffer can only jump on the football. And right around him immediately, though, Jared, are four white shirts. I think the quarterback is hearing footsteps and feeling the pressure.
He's starting to remember what happened last year. It's what it looks like.
So that loss back to the 26-yard line.
And talking about last year, Steve, I want to go through this. I wrote down our drives from last year. Edmond Santa Fe opened up the game, two plays, 9 yards, fumble recovered by the Rams. We'll get back into it after this play.
Trips to the right. Pfeiffer fakes the handoff, throws it out to the right. Boom! Woo! Quickly up for the hit. Brandon Ramsey. They tried to get it out to Shatron, and I don't think he knew that hit was coming. The Oklahoma State commit just got blown up.
Yeah, Brandon Ramsey was all over Shatron there.
So that'll bring up third and a long way to go, about 20.
Going back to last year, Santa Fe, first drive, 2 plays, 9 yards, fumble. Second drive, 3 plays, negative 8 yards, a bailed out a punt. Third drive, 3 plays, 7 yards, and a blocked punt. They're starting to feel the same this year.
Twins to the left, twins to the right. Pfeiffer, he's going to go back in the pocket. He's looking downfield, can't find a receiver, tries to get up the middle. He's going to run. That's what we want him to do. No, we don't. He gets to the outside. He's going to try to get to the sideline. And, Jared, I think he just ran 22 yards for the first down when they only needed 21. Give Pfeiffer credit on that play.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was hearing footsteps that entire time. There were about 5 Owosso Ram defenders there right on his tail. Aiden Lewis couldn't quite, just outstretched. And they got the first down.
So that'll bring a first and 10 for Santa Fe at their own 47-yard line. Going to have some growing pains here in the early going. He's in the pistol. They hand off up the middle, and there's just nothing on the ground right there. Maybe a gain of 2. On the run that time.
Yeah, I just don't see a lot of success there, Steve. I don't think that's the game plan.
No. Demarius Robinson. I got that right. He's a freshman. Second and about 8. Two receivers to the left and right. Pfeiffer rolls to his right. He looks downfield, tries to find the seam. He does. Shatron with the ball. He's going to cut across field. You got to keep it contained. He's got room on the outside. He's to the 30, the 25. A great last chance tackle, if you would, by Cody Chase, because Shatron, he broke about 4 tackles just crossing from the right hash mark all the way over to the left sideline.
Yeah, and you see why he's one of the highest touted wide receiver prospects in the country right there, committed to Oklahoma State. He and his brother both committed to Oklahoma State.
He's 6'3", 185, so he's a big man, hard to bring down as well. Trips to the right this time. Let's see, I think we have another timeout, and it is a Duralast Roofing timeout by the Owosso Rams. We'll take a one-minute timeout with them. It's Owosso 7, Santa Fe 0 here on your Owosso Sports Network.
Whether you're looking for a stunning statement piece or that perfect custom engagement ring, there's only one place in Owosso for award-winning service and brilliant custom designs. With more than three decades of experience, master jeweler John Kohler offers exclusive and custom designs for any occasion. Make a memory that will last a lifetime with John E. Kohler Jewelry Designs on the Owosso Expressway, Frontage Road in Tyann Plaza. Go Rams! State Farm Insurance and agent Casey Miller are proud to support the Owosso Rams in their pursuit of excellence, both on and off the field. For surprisingly great rates on auto, home, life, or even pet insurance, visit State Farm agent Casey Miller in the Waterford Suites between Home Depot and Walgreens in Owosso. Go Rams!
Right side, let's see if that's going to be a procedure call against Santa Fe. It looked like the right tackle may have jumped there for a moment, and that's what it's going to be. It will back up the Wolves 5 yards. They had first and 10 at the Ram 25, so that'll put them at the Ram 30. Jonathan Ashford was on that side. So first and 15 for the Wolves. Pfeiffer gets the snap, fakes the handoff up the middle. He's going to take off himself, go to the left side, tries to get outside. Great defensive play. McClellan out there to finish him off.
Yeah, and I think that was Kalik Boatwright that pushed him out of bounds. Great pursuit there. Keep him on the outside and keep him short of the original line of scrimmage. Just 4 yards on that play.
So we see the Rams already rotating players in on the defensive side, trying to keep fresh corners in especially. Second and about 11. The big play on this drive was the pass from Pfeiffer to Chatron. At the Ram 26-yard line, Pfeiffer takes the snap, and I think we're going to have offside against Owosso. I saw a Ram player at the defensive end side jump. Let's see if they caught him in the neutral zone or if he was drawn off. That's going to be offside Owosso, so we give back the 5 yards we had won over on that first snap.
Yeah, and that's big, Steve. Whenever you get down this close to the end zone, you know, second 11 is a lot different than second and 6.
Got to watch for a fade here to Chatron. He's here at the bottom on the right, twins left and right. Pfeiffer looking to his right. Chatron breaks over across the middle, but the pass is underneath and incomplete. Defensively there is Brody Doris, the intended receiver. That was LB Reeves. So it'll be 3rd and 6 now for the Wolves.
And from what we're seeing, Steve, if you can contain Chatron, either both Chatron brothers, I think you got to believe that the Rams are going to be successful tonight.
Pfeiffer rolls out to his right. It's a throw back, and it's caught on that left side, trying to get up for the first down. Ball's loose, but goes out of bounds. The receiver that time was the brother Tabry.
And I think that's short of the first down, Steve.
I believe
about a yard and a half short.
Boy, a decision here for Coach White, but I don't know, Jared. He may want to think about it as we see Pfeiffer coming off the field. So we'll take a Duralast timeout. It's Owosso 7, Santa Fe 0. You're listening to Ram Football here on the Owosso Sports Network.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Owosso Coffee Company, it's all about bold flavors and big smiles. Located right down the street from Owosso High School in the Renaissance Shopping Center, Owosso Coffee Company focuses on delicious baked goods and quality handcrafted beverages featuring Rose Rock coffee products made right here in Oklahoma. Stop by or drive through today at Owosso Coffee Company, a proud supporter of Owosso Athletics.
13 to go here in the first quarter. Owosso with a touchdown on their lone drive. But Santa Fe trying to answer here. They're going to go for it on fourth down and about two. Let's see if they run a play. They do. They fake the handoff, looking to pass, rolling out to the right. He throws it out of bounds. Doesn't even give his team a chance. Coach White is beside himself. Like, why would you do that? Just go ahead and throw an interception. Yeah. Jared, a big break there for the Ram defense.
That was the wrong decision by Scott Pfeiffer there to just throw that one away. Even like you said, even with an interception, it's like a short punt with a short field.
Actually, Coach White went to his receiver, and so I'm guessing there was a busted route on the play.
Yeah.
So I'm quick to blame the quarterback.
So was I.
Got to look around a little bit.
Well, he did throw it out of bounds. So.
Yeah, just throw it somewhere, sure. Right? I mean, like a punt, worst case, maybe you get it inside the 10 or even the 5. As it is, the Rams will come out and take over on downs at their own 16-yard line. High snap. Willingham in at quarterback, and he's going to be sacked in the backfield on his first snap. So Willingham in at quarterback for the Rams. 6'2", 185-pound junior.
Just a high snap, busted play. And
yeah.
Did what he could do.
So it'll be second and 12. Willingham back in the pistol. He's looking downfield for a receiver. He's got one deep. It's Thomas at the 50. Just can't quite make the catch. The ball about 2 yards over his head. Jared, that's six. If Thomas can get that one reeled in.
Yeah, that is 85 yards to the house if he's able to run into that one.
So note to self.
Yeah.
We might see that again later.
We had two receivers that have beat the defense right there.
Nice throw by Willingham. No fault of his. And just one of those plays, the ball about 2 yards too far. Now we'll line up again. It's going to be third and 12. Three receivers to the left. High snap again. And it looked like it was a draw. And it got blown up in the backfield. The handoff, I believe, to Overstreet. And this series has not gone according to plan. The Rams bring out their punt team. And, Jared, that's not what we were looking for.
Yeah, it's two high snaps on that series, and it, you know,
throws the timing off.
Yeah, you can't. There's just not a whole lot you can do there.
So there was some question as to who would be punting here tonight, but I see going back, that's going to be Cody Chase, just inside the goal line, gets the punt up, good punt.
Yeah, pretty good punt.
And the ball is loose on the field, and a big hit, but reeled in by the Wolves. Trying to receive the punt.
That was Jacob Clifton on the coverage there.
I believe that's Carmelo Flowers. He tried to reach up and almost catch it one-handed. And then you're right, he got blown up. So the Wolves will take over first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Good punt by Chase.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, we weren't really sure who was going to come out and take punting duties. That was 45-plus yards there. Not too bad.
So off that three and out, the Wolves will come out and start at their own 42. Pfeiffer back in at quarterback. In the pocket, looking to pass, runs to his right, throws it up, and it's almost caught. It was tipped, but almost caught by Talon Chatron. And so that incomplete pass will bring up second and 10.
And, Steve, that was a good job by Cody Chase just to make contact at the perfect time, make sure that he's able to break that pass up.
Second and 10. This time the Wolves decide to go to the huddle. They'll break out. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Single backfield. Pfeiffer. Hands it off right up the middle, and it is hit hard. The first hit, trying to see who that was. That was Larrett Brown, I believe, coming up. Short gain on the play.
I tell you, Steve, it is so hard to see these numbers. I thought that was number 18 that was the ball carrier. 18's a linebacker, so that's not going to be it.
So third and six, Pfeiffer on the snap, looks out to his right. It throws up, and Chatron's able to come down with the catch. They're going to say he did come down with it. He bobbled it at first, but then was able to recover as he went down to the ground. It's going to be a mismatch. Tough for these corners, Jared, because our corners go, you know, about 5'9", 6 foot, and Chatron's at 6'3". So he's got some length that are going to give us some problems, and that catch is actually going to be enough to move the chains for a first down inside Ram territory.
Yeah, and that's tough because he jumped on the outside of the chains, bobbled it, came down on the inside of the chains, and they gave it to him anyway.
Didn't have the secure catch until he was inside. As it is, it's a first and 10. Two receivers left and right. Pfeiffer on the snap, in the pocket, looking downfield, and Chatron is wide open. He makes the catch, and it's a touchdown for the Wolves.
Yeah, and that's what you got to worry about with these Wolves. They've got, they've got, you know, an all-state, all-American wide receiver, and you saw it right there. We've seen shades of that at Union and all over the place. And that's the one thing you can't let happen is let Talen Shetron get behind you.
48-yard touchdown pass from Pfeiffer. And the kick is up, and it's good. Actually, it was a fake, Jared, and they went for it and got it. They lined up quickly, and now the Wolves with a little bit of a surprise on their own as they lead with 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. It's Santa Fe 8, Owosso 7. You're listening to Ram Football on the Owosso Sports Network. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
Wings to Go at Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go at Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Friday special, chicken tenders, gotta check them out. They are delicious. Boneless special on Wednesdays. Come on in. You can check out the menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game, grab Wings to Go, or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us at Wings to Go, Owosso.
Welcome back into the Christian Brothers Automotive Broadcast Booth. 2:51 remaining in the first quarter. The Edmond Santa Fe Wolves take an 8-7 lead on the Owosso Rams, Steve.
Yeah, an interesting coverage that time. Usually you want to have help over the top, Jared, on that. And so I'm going to guess that there was a broken coverage down underneath because I don't, you know, listen to Coach B talk about in his coach's show, we really weren't going to try to leave single coverage on the D1 commit here on the outside. So we'll make some adjustments. High onside kick. Rams receive that. That's Cole Adams. He's running to his right, and he's going to be dragged down at about the 27-yard line. That's where the Rams will take over first and 10. 2:46 to go here in the first quarter. Santa Fe now lead the Rams by one, 8-7. Owosso coming in ranked number two in Class 6A. Edmond Santa Fe coming in ranked number four. So,
Steve, we've got Austin Havens back in at quarterback.
So the Rams first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Trips to the left. Single coverage out on the right side on Jarray Austin. Havens throws it out quickly to his left. Thomas spin move trying to get upfield, and he is going to be wrapped up. A gain of about three on the play. Maybe just two or three, but he is tackled there fiercely by Santa Fe.
Santa Fe coaches are wanting a hold there on the outside. I don't know. And good for Ronnie Thomas trying to spin out of that one. Got a couple yards.
That'll bring up second and 8. A gain of 2 on the play. Now Twins to the right. Going big up front. Jackson Woods on the right side. In the backfield is Derek Overstreet. Havens gets the play. Now he gets the snap. Looking out to his right. Quick throw. And caught there, but again hit very hard is Ronnie Thomas. Can't believe he held on to that football.
Know.
That's going to be a gain of about maybe 5.5 on the play.
That was coverage by committee there, Steve.
Yeah, that was they're playing some zone coverage down behind Owosso trying to keep everything in front of them. What this short game does, though, is open up the deep threat as Havens, two receivers here to his left. Now going in motion is Carney. Havens keeps the ball. He gets hit hard, but able to spin and get the first down. But I'm telling you what, Jared, Santa Fe's bringing the wood right now.
Tell you what, and a great job by Austin Havens to take that first hit, spin out of it, and know where the sticks are to fall forward and get that first down. And thanks to State Farm agent Casey Miller for that first down.
Appreciate that for sure. First and 10 at the Ram 40-yard line. Hand off to Overstreet. Gets out to the right side. Gets outside trying to get up the sideline and unable to break away. But gain of about 5 on the play for Overstreet. That'll bring up 2nd and 5.
And you can see Overstreet's speed there to hit that corner as fast as he did.
Actually, I think in the game now that's Emery Neely. Got to keep an eye on those running backs because they're going to rotate in and out. That was Neely. He stays in the game. Twins to the left. Havens barks out the signal and then looks out over to the right to get the play. Now he'll realign his offense. Neely moves to his right. They fake the handoff. Quick over the middle. Carney, he's going to break away. He's at the 20. The 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Keelan Carney for the Owosso Rams, and boom, just like that, the Rams are back on top.
How fast did he get back into the secondary?
Fast.
That was unbelievable. 57 yards on that touchdown pass.
A great throw by Austin Havens to get it over the middle. Carney able to split the defenders, and all of a sudden, the Rams are back out front. Trying to get the right alignment on the field.
Yeah, Steve, just under a minute to go here in the first. It's been, feels like a long quarter here. First quarter almost done. 58 seconds remaining. That is a Hopper Group touchdown. The Hopper Group is the number one real estate team in the Tulsa Metro and number one large team in Oklahoma. When you're looking for a new home, go with who you know. Go with the Hopper Group.
Rams have elected to go for 2. Havens in the pocket's going to roll to his right, throws the ball, and it's good. The reception made there by Jake Clifton, the Ram linebacker, and a little wrinkle there by Coach B to bring him in and convert the 2-point conversion. Rams back out on top by 7, 15-8 here in the first quarter. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Ram Football here on 100.1 KYFM.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the 4 food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
We're back at Wolf Stadium in the Christian Brothers Automotive broadcast booth, and kickoff is away. This one is short of the end zone.
Picked up there at the 10-yard line and slipping at about the 18-yard line, the kick returner. And that's going to be LB Reeves once again having some trouble in the kick return game.
Steve, going back to that last drive for the Rams, went 5 plays, 73 yards, 57-yard touchdown pass in 1:48 just before the end of the first quarter here. Rams lead it 15-8.
Two touchdown receptions for Keelan Carney. Both coming from Austin Havens. First and 10 for the Wolves from their own 18-yard line. Pfeiffer gets a snap, hands it off, and the man immediately at the line of scrimmage. Oh, no, he stays on his feet. spun out of the tackle, but I thought he was hit hard there for a moment. Spun out, only a gain of maybe one, possibly two. And we're going to have a timeout, Rams. They let about 4 seconds tick off the clock while they were calling timeout. That's to our advantage. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to Ram Football here on 100.1 KYFM.
Meet Andrea, a member at TTCU Federal Credit Union.
Hi. As I've gotten older, I've become more intentional about my financial goals. Since I joined TTCU, I'm saving a lot more money, I'm paying off my car and building my emergency fund, and now I watch my credit score continually.
Join Andrea and become a member at TTCU Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. TTCU, life is better in balance.
Back to Edmond Santa Fe, where the Rams took a timeout. 36 seconds to go here in our first quarter of play. Rams have two touchdowns, as Santa Fe has one touchdown, but both the Rams and Wolves have gone for 2 points, and that's why we have our 15-8 football game here, Rams leading. And, man, that last touchdown pass from Havens to Carney was very indicative of the high-powered offense, the quick strike offense that Owosso can have.
Yeah, that's right, Steve, and I can't get over how quickly – Keelan Carney got into the secondary, because there was not a lot of time. The pocket was falling apart quickly.
Yeah. So it's going to be second and about 9.5. Pfeiffer with an empty backfield, looks quick to his left, gets it to Sharon, and he's met quickly there. There's no gain on the play. The first one to get there was Brandon Ramsey, and then he had some help with a couple of other Rams.
Yeah, there's Aiden Lewis again. He's looking to fill that hole by Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett there in the linebacker position. He's all over the place.
And it looks like the Rams may have taken another timeout. We'll take another 30-second timeout, a Duralast roofing timeout, here on the Owosso Sports Network.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom-and-pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy REMAX results with the Hopper Group.
Welcome back. Team still on the sidelines as 30 seconds to go here before the second quarter of play. Jared, just real quick while we have a moment, your overall synopsis of what you see here tonight.
Yeah, well, didn't jump out on them like we did last year, quite as bad, but I don't think you can expect that out of anybody. But, you know, feeling pretty good. You see some of those holes in the offensive line, but you're not perfect if you don't have anything to work on. So.
And Edmond Santa Fe, a good ball club.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they played some tape from last year. So.
Sure.
Third down, Pfeiffer in the backfield. Looking for a receiver. Shatron tries to break loose. Pfeiffer's going to break up the middle. He's going to have enough for a first down as he dives across the 30-yard line. May have gotten to the 32. And that'll be a first down for the Wolves.
Yeah, really good improved field vision from Scott Pfeiffer. You can tell he's playing with that senior leadership.
They use Shatron, though, as a decoy, if you will,
right,
and open up underneath. As he lines up here on the right side, twin receivers left and right. Pfeiffer in the backfield, gives the ball off, and it's a bounce off the middle as the running back, and then reeled up there, thrown out of bounds by Aiden Lewis.
He bounced off Aiden Lewis one time. He got a hold of him, and he said, "No way, you're coming with me."
That was Demarius Robinson, and Lewis was having none of that. You know, that's the end of the first quarter. We'll talk some more when we come back as we have finished one quarter of play. It's Owosso 15, Edmond Santa Fe 8. We'll take a timeout. Come back for second quarter action. Listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Score a touchdown with Owosso Computer Repair. Whether you need computer repair, upgrades, or general cleanup, Owosso Computer Repair can assist you with all your needs. For more information, visit owassocomputerrepair.com. Go Rams!
There's barbecue, then there's barbecue. Trails Inn is the barbecue headquarters of the Owosso Rams. Owner and longtime Ram fan John Cash uses locally sourced ingredients, and their meats are cooked low and slow over pecan hardwood. Trails Inn Barbecue serves smoke blasted barbecue that is long on flavor and short on pretense. Trails Inn Barbecue is here for all your dine-in and catering needs. Trails Inn Barbecue, located at 8888 North Garnett Road in Owosso. Proud supporter of Owosso Athletics.
Welcome back to Wolves Stadium in the Christian Brothers Automotive Broadcast Booth. We are headed to the second quarter, the Duralast Roofing second quarter. Get total protection that's guaranteed built to last with Zach Harbaugh, Duralast Roofing Specialist, Owosso's roofing experts. Request a quote today at 918-906-7800. You'd think that I would know how to talk after all the games that I've done.
I know, because I've never made a mistake, right, so it's sure. Fun to watch. Hey, it's more fun when the Rams are on top, and they had a big first quarter there. Two pass plays from Havens to Carney, but the long one coming there at the 58-second mark, 57-yard touchdown pass. The big pass, big play by Santa Fe was the 48-yard touchdown reception from the Oklahoma State commit. We keep mentioning that, but he's a good-looking ball player. Jared, and I know the Cowboys are going to be excited to have him no matter what conference they end up in.
Yeah, we'll
you
see.
Wondered how long I was going to hold off on that. But it will be interesting to see how that plays out. But he's got to be somebody that Coach Gundy's going to be excited to have on his field. Rams return defensively as it'll be second and about nine for the Wolves. Pfeiffer gets the snap, fakes the handoff up the middle, looking to the right side. Good coverage. Pfeiffer flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his left, and tries to get it to his intended receiver. I believe that was Eltramain Neal, but there was a flag on the play. Let's see what that is, why they talk about that. Jared, give us some stats.
Yeah, first quarter stats for the Santa Fe Wolves, 10 rushes, 39 yards, passing 7 of 12 for 109 yards. That's a total of 148 yards. For the Rams, 7 rushes, 39 yards, 6 of 9 passing for 102 yards, a total of 141. Carney touchdown. He's got 3 receptions for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. And Shetron on the other side, 5 receptions already, 81 yards and 1 touchdown. So he's already improved his stats from this game last year.
So that penalty was against the Rams. It'll be a defensive hold. That'll move the ball up to the Wolf 44-yard line, first and 10. Again,
see, that's tough. That was just a busted play and trying to hold on for your life.
So, again, two receivers to the right and the left. Rams are going to blitz, and I think somebody on the line jumped. Coming up was Aiden Lewis, and I believe that's going to be a procedure call.
Yeah, that's going to be 5 yards for the Wolves. It'll be first down and 15.
Again, Coach Graham dialing up some pressure here. So that'll be first and 15. That backs the ball up to the Wolves 39-yard line. Same formation. Here's the snap. Pfeiffer back in the pocket, and he's under pressure. Tries to throw it underneath. Almost intercepted by Jake Clifton as Pfeiffer ends up on his back. Heavy pressure there by Brody Doris.
Yeah, 5'10", 200 pounds. He's a bowling ball, and he was rolling down the lane trying to get Pfeiffer there. And great job by Jacob Clifton to knock that down. He almost had the INT. Clifton, preseason All-State, and McClellan also preseason All-State, as voted on by the Oklahoman.
And Clifton, a commit to Kansas State, where he'll join Wayne Jones up there. Haven't called his name much, but he gets around the field. Also helps that Owosso Ram basketball team. I always joke with Jake, you got 5 fouls, don't be afraid to use them. So, second and 15.
You got another flag way back here.
Okay.
Delay
I did not, game. I did not see that, Jared. Everybody turned around and looked, and I was like, what's going on? And that'll back them up another 5 yards. So, some confusion here offensively for the Wolves, and that will make it second down and 20. Exactly what you want your defense to have to deal with. Pfeiffer again gets the snap. Looking to his right, a quick throw, and that is a busted play going all the way. unless Jake Clifton can get him, and he may have got him. Let's see. I don't know that he got in the end zone. They're going to stop him at the one-yard line.
How about that pursuit from Jacob Clifton?
Wow.
Are you kidding
a
me?
A linebacker catching a wideout, L.B. Reeves on the catch, got down to the one-yard line, but Clifton not giving up on the play, able to knock him out of bounds. It was about a 63-yard. And, Jared, it just looks like that Pfeiffer is hitting the window between the quarterback and the safety on whichever side of the field he's going on.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. You know, Coach B was really excited about the front seven. He's excited about the whole defense, but really all in on the front seven.
Looking to his left, throws it up for Chitron, and we're going to have – well, it would have been pass interference, but he caught it anyway. I think that's a touchdown for the Wolves. Yeah, I'm as amazed as you are the way you said it. He caught that, and that's exactly what he did, but that's the talented receiver that he is.
There's only one place he could have put that ball, and it was right in his breadbasket. That's where he put it. And somebody as talented as Talen Shetron can come down with that every time.
Wolves going to go for two again as they line up offensively. Pfeiffer. Nope, they're going to spin and go for the extra point here, the conventional extra point. The kick is up, and it's good. And we are tied at 15 on the long touchdown by the Wolves. We'll take a timeout, 30-second timeout, listening to Ram Football here on the Owosso Sports Network.
Hello, Ram fans. This is Steve Holloman here for Duralast Roofing Specialists. Zach Harbaugh and his crew at Duralast was patient with me and my wife as we worked together during the process of getting us a roof for our home here in Owosso. Duralast Roofing did a great job with the roofing as well as with the cleanup. Duralast also helped us with the guttering options, and my wife was happy. Zach Harbaugh was on hand and involved throughout the entire process and made sure everything was done just right. Call Duralast Roofing Specialists for all your roofing needs.
Welcome back as the Wolves are ready to kick off, but the Rams, well, they're not quite back on the field yet to receive this kickoff.
Yeah, they may have received a little extra earful that time before they came out for that kickoff, but 11:27 remaining in the second quarter. We've got a tie ball game here, Steve.
Yeah, it's a little scary here early on, but the Rams have shown that quick strike ability. And here's the kickoff by the Wolves. Deep down the left side, Emery Neely. It's a good thing it bounced off his shoulder and went out
sure
the end
enough.
Zone, Jared, because it looked like he was going to catch it down in Coffin Corner, and his momentum might have carried him out of bounds.
No harm, no foul, though. We'll take it at the 20-yard line.
Tied at 15 here with 11:27 to go in our second quarter. I want to thank you for joining and listening to us here this evening. I'm Steve Mowry alongside Jared Gallagher. And also Brock Crawford and our streaming crew doing a fantastic job. You not only get to hear us, you get to see us.
That's right.
You get to see the action. And please let us know what we do wrong, because we don't have enough people texting us right now letting us know. Hey, we got some growing pains as well. Rams with the ball. Havens in the backfield. Gives it off to Neely, I believe, and he gets about 5 yards, maybe 5.5, outside the 25-yard line.
And, Steve, it's a good run there. I'd like to see him tuck that ball a little bit more. Looked a little loose there coming through the line of scrimmage.
I didn't want to say a little OU-ish here with you with me, Jared. So,
well, yeah, what
I'm
are you talking about? You're not going to have any running backs this year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Havens in the pocket. Hands off again. Neely gets hit immediately and then is rolled up after getting back to the line of scrimmage, but there is a flag on the play.
Yeah,
Let's see if that's against Owosso.
That is in hold territory.
Yeah, right at the line of scrimmage. And it'll go against the Rams. A new offensive line this year, and that's the area that Owosso had to replace all of their starting line. They are talented, but they are young, and even Coach Blankenship. And if you want to join us for the coach's breakfast every Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock, at Trails End Barbecue, you're going to get a good breakfast, but you're also going to get the transparency of Coach Blankenship, and you'll see some of the things that we're talking about here. We got a big receiver out here on the right side. That's Bryce Stevens. They throw it to Carney. He's able to bounce away a little bit, stretches across the 20, got some of the penalty yardage back.
Now, that was hard work for 4 yards right there by Keelan Carney.
So that gives the Rams a third. Looks like it might be about 8 from their own 22-yard line. Substitutions coming into the game.
And I got to tell you, Steve, we've been a little spoiled in the past. Nobody in the state has had a more well-balanced offense than Owosso last year. Get this, 2,285 yards passing, 2,286 yards rushing.
Havens on the snap, under pressure, looks downfield. He's got a receiver. It's caught at midfield, or actually in the middle of the field. Keelan Carney from left to right coming across the middle, and that's going to be a Ram first down, moves the ball up to their 37-yard line.
Steve, Austin Havens took a licking on that one, but he stuck in the pocket. That was unbelievable maturity to hang in there, get the ball out, and let your receiver go up and get it.
Keelan Carney having a game here tonight. I believe that's maybe his fourth or fifth reception. We'll have to check with our statistician, Rob Williams. Handoff on the left side, and it looked like the play stopped for a moment, but not defensively for the Wolves, as Derek Overstreet is going to be wrapped up in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of 2. That'll back the ball to the Ram 34-yard line, second and about 13. 8:41 to go here in the second quarter. We're tied at 15.
Steve, give kudos to Santa Fe defensive coordinator Todd Bonnewell. They've stepped up here in the first half.
Havens with the snap. He's going deep. He's looking for Cole Adams. Adams is pushed out of bounds, and there is a flag on the play.
Yep.
Coach White doesn't agree with it, but the defender had his hands on Cole Adams early that time while the ball was in the air.
All over him and never turned around. That's an easy pass interference and an easy first down for the Rams.
Guilty of the penalty. That is Carmelo Flowers, and I know he was. If he keeps his hands down, Jared, he was really in Adams' hip pocket, but he started getting handsy with him, and the ball was in the air. I'm not sure Cole would have had a chance to catch that inbounds.
Sure.
It was going to be close, but a big break for the Rams.
Steve, do we do all name teams anymore? Carmelo Flowers.
I know,
what a strong name. Yeah. That's all name
right
there.
Hey, how about last night at the baseball? Sky Bolt.
Yeah, Sky Bolt.
Come on.
That's right.
So, the referee. Okay, they're going to mark it off. There's a bit of a conference going on, and that will bring it up just short of the midfield line. So the Rams now with first and 10.
Yeah, that'll be a Glover Auto Family first down and 10. And we're so thankful for the Glover Auto Family. They are huge supporters of the Owosso Rams. And now we're at midfield, 8:22 left in the first half.
Havens looking to his right. Now he tucks. He's going to run. Gets up the middle, slides just inside the 45-yard line. And good move that time.
Steve, you keep seeing that maturity from Austin Havens. He didn't see his receivers open, tucked it, gets 6 or 7 yards, and a beautiful slide.
Yeah.
That was a Larry Turner slide right there.
Yes, it was. So gain of about, give him 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 4 at the Wolf 44-yard line. I noticed that Edmund Santa Fe defensive secondary, they're playing to keep everything in front of them and more of a zone coverage. Havens gets the play from the Owosso coaching staff. The snap. Quick out to the right side, Cole Adams. He's going to turn, try to get up the side. He's going to be bundled up there and then pushed out of bounds at about the 41-yard line.
That's going to be real close to a first down, Steve.
Even if he doesn't get it, I think the Rams, they may take a shot here. It's
about
hard
a foot
to say.
Short.
So third and a foot. Havens
gives you a lot of options, though.
That's exactly right. So we'll send out twins to the left. Adams here on the right in single coverage. Oh, they're just going to push right up the middle and go jumbo and get about 3, maybe 4 yards on the play.
Tell you what, if that doesn't give your offensive line confidence, I don't know what will, because
that
was an impressive quarterback sneak right there.
That was the road grader play that time, and so it'll be 1st and 10 Rams from the 38-yard line of Santa Fe.
The Almighty Ducks flying V.
High snap. Havens reels it in, throws it out to Adams here on the right side. He turns up field, gets hit once, twice, a third time, and he'll be inside the 30-yard line.
Now that's one thing you're going to see from these receivers, Steve. They have such strong hands. In addition to their shiftiness and their quickness, just dump it out to them and let them go to work.
So second and about one. Here's a play to take a shot. Havens gets the handoff to Neely. He's able to squirm across the 25-yard line. That'll move the chains again. Casey Miller, State Farm first down for Owosso.
And Emory Neely, last season, 47 rushes, 210 yards.
High snap. Havens reels it in. He's just going to take off himself. He had some room there for a moment. A busted play on the high snap. That's something we've got to get corrected.
Yeah, it is. But you love to see that again. I keep going back to Austin Havens' maturity. You get a younger quarterback, tries to do something out of a busted play like that, a high snap in the pocket, that's a sack or an interception every time.
Second and six on the play. 6:41 as the clock continues to roll. Rams extending this drive. Havens sends the tight end out to the left. They throw it out there to the left side. That is Carney. He's going to bust up the middle. Breaks a tackle at the five. Inside, it's a touchdown. Owosso Rams. Keelan Carney with his third touchdown of the night. And the Rams go back on top with 6:24.
There it is, man. That's exactly what we've been talking about. Quick outs, quick feet. All of a sudden, you've got two or three blockers downfield that all they've got to do is get a chip block, and he's in the end zone. And that's another Hopper Group first touchdown.
A great job that time by Carney. He split the defenders again. Rams going to go for the single point. Adams holding for Adams. The kick is up. And it's good. And Owosso goes back on top. They now lead Edmond Santa Fe 22-15 on the touchdown pass to Keelan Carney from Austin Havens. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back, and you are listening to Owosso Football here on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Back to school times here again. Randy here with Wholesale Computer Supply, your locally owned and operated computer superstore. We have everything you need for back to school computing or working from home. Save up to $100 on laptops and desktop computers now. Want to be 25% more productive while working from home? We have a solution with a dual monitor setup for under $150. Three locations to serve you better. East Tulsa, Midtown, and Owosso at 96th Street North and Garnett. Wholesale Computer Supply, where we'll do all we can.
Rams are lined up for the kickoff as you welcome me back to the Christian Brothers Automotive broadcast booth. 22-15, 6:24 remaining in the first half.
High onside kick to the left side, and it's just caught at the 35-yard line. As the receiver, you hear the excitement in my voice. I wasn't sure he was going to get to the football to make the catch.
We've seen that a time or two.
Yes.
The little squib kick.
I believe that was Omar Richmond. And so the high onside will give Edmond Santa Fe a first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. That was Jake Adams on the kick and Cole Adams on the hold. And I happen to see Dawson Adams here from the 2017 state championship team
that,
before
Steve?
The game. So
that's brotherly love.
Dawson, always one of my favorite players. And, of course, the Adams family, very talented. First and 10, Edmond Santa Fe. Pfeiffer back at quarterback, gets the snap, hands the ball off, the run to the left side, and the Rams, after a gain of about three, are going to say no more. Several Rams on the tackle. Chris McClellan getting his name called out here, along with Gage Smith.
Yeah, it's a good job by the ball carrier to hit the hole quickly, but there's that Ram front seven again. You're just not going to get by them.
And Jared, the one thing I see about Ram defense here today, overall sideline to sideline, is in the last 4 or 5 years, more speed than we've seen in recent years.
Absolutely.
Second and six. Pfeiffer back in the pocket. There's holding up front. My goodness, throw the flag. He doesn't do it. McClellan was almost tackled. Pfeiffer's pass is downfield. I believe he's out of bounds. Jared, I'm pretty sure my wife could have called that from up here. I know your mom could.
Well, you know, Steve, it's that's a touchy subject around our house.
Come on.
You know, but I'll tell you what, there were hands on that white jersey for about 8 yards in the backfield.
Those wrinkles in the jersey weren't from dirty laundry, okay?
That's right. And I believe that was that Michael Jamerson or Chris McClellan?
It was McClellan.
It was McClellan,
yeah,
in the backfield.
I mean, if you're going to hold one of them, McClellan's the one you want to hold. The pass was ruled incomplete, so that brings up third and seven at the Wolves 38-yard line. Pfeiffer gets the snap, rolls out to his left. He's going to try to square up, throw it downfield. The hit on the receiver from behind. He is blasted by Kalik Boatwright. It's an incomplete pass.
And that's legal. You can, as soon as he touches that ball, you can blow him up, and that's just what Boatwright did.
Ultramane Neal may need a chiropractor tomorrow after that shot.
That's an adjustment for sure right there. And I'll tell you what, Steve, that's the difference in our receivers and their receivers. Our receivers have held on to the football tonight.
Yes. But you know, Jared, too, our receivers, they have that ability, if this makes sense, to catch quickly and turn up field.
Right.
Here's a high punt, and it's going to be a short one. It's going to hit at it. Did it reach the 40-yard line of Owosso? And that is exactly where the ball is going to go out of bounds. So the Rams, first and 10 from their own 40-yard line, 5:29 to go here in the second quarter. Owosso leading Santa Fe 22-15. Plenty of time for the Owosso offense to get something going again. My goodness, they have been able to strike quickly, anywhere from a minute 48 on five plays or put together an 11-play drive on 80 yards. That only took 3 minutes. So I think the big question defensive coordinators are going to have this year, Jared, is who do we cover and how many do we put on them? Because you're going to run out of bodies.
That's right. It's offense by committee for sure. And, hey, real quickly, quick shout-out to the Pride of Owosso. Just finished up their rehearsal. Cannot wait to get back in Owosso Stadium.
Havens back in the pocket. And
just batted down about midfield.
Batted down on the field, so Havens has been under some pressure tonight. That'll bring up second and 10.
So, Steve, we weren't wrong in our assessment of that.
Did you get confirmation?
No call. I got confirmation.
Did you get confirmation?
Got confirmation from the house.
Okay. Okay. The head umpire.
From the head official in the Gallagher
you.
Household.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Second and 10. Two backs in the backfield this time. The handoff, no, it's a fake. Havens keeps it, goes to his right, and gains about 6 on the play. He had two backs in the backfield, and it looked like the play was going to go to the left. Havens pulls the ball back and goes to his right. Nice scheme that time.
And, Steve, that's one thing Coach Blankenship was excited about this year was the legs of Austin Havens and Mason Willingham being able to interchange those out. That just adds an entirely different element to your offense when your quarterback can tuck the ball and run.
Same formation, two backs in the backfield. Havens fakes the handoff. He's going to go again, runs to his right, got a little bit of room, got the first down into Wolf territory, and that'll move the chains. Another first down for Owosso.
And again, Steve, another great read by Austin Havens there. He saw the left side of the line collapsing a little bit. He just tucked it, came around the near side, and found the sticks for another Gloverato family first down.
That gets the ball up to the Wolf 46-yard line, first and 10. Now two receivers left, two to the right. Havens gets the snap. He's looking downfield, going deep over the middle. It's Cole Adams. He's all alone into the end zone. Touchdown. Cole Adams and the Owosso Rams extend their lead. He just ran behind the defender, waited on the football at about the 5-yard line, and says, I'll just back it into the end zone.
Steve, can you say wide open?
Oh, my
he had
goodness.
Time for a cup of coffee back there.
Oh, my
46
goodness.
46 yards on that Hopper group touchdown.
Unbelievable. And that is, again, the quick strike ability of this Owosso Ram offense. Now Cole has to come right back around and hold for his brother Jake.
At least he's on a knee. He can catch his breath. Looks like we've
Jake
got a
having some shoe
some
issues, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, that's right. Tying his shoe, tying his kicking boot.
I don't know that they have kicking shoes anymore, do they? I'm not.
I don't know. And I don't think it's legal to go barefoot anymore.
No. So the snap is back, kick is up, and it is good. And with 4:26 to go here in the first half, it's Owosso now leading 29-15 over Edmond Santa Fe. Take a 1 minute timeout and come back. You're listening to Ram Football on the Owosso Sports Network.
Whether you're looking for a stunning statement piece or that perfect custom engagement ring, there's only one place in Owosso for award-winning service and brilliant custom designs. With more than three decades of experience, master jeweler John Kohler offers exclusive and custom designs for any occasion. Make a memory that will last a lifetime with John E. Kohler Jewelry Designs on the Owosso Expressway, Frontage Road in Tyann Plaza. Go Rams! State Farm Insurance and agent Casey Miller are proud to support the Owosso Rams in their pursuit of excellence, both on and off the field. For surprisingly great rates on auto, home, life, or even pet insurance, visit State Farm agent Casey Miller in the Waterford Suites between Home Depot and Walgreens in Owosso. Go Rams!
As the Rams get set for kickoff, we welcome you back to the Christian Brothers Automotive broadcast booth. For the Duralast Roofing second quarter, it's the Rams leading 29-15 over the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves, 4:26 remaining in the first half. And there's the kickoff from Adams, a fair catch at about the 34-yard line. And that's where the Wolves will set up first down and 10. Steve, how about a drive recap on that Owosso Ram touchdown?
Well, it only took four plays. We talked about the quick striking ability of this Ram offense, and it was a 46-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Cole Adams, and having Adams that made the extra point as well, and Owosso now leads 29-15.
And Steve, we get used to those kind of explosive plays around here in Owosso. It's 46 yards. We had 52 yards, I believe, or 57 yards earlier.
Pfeiffer hands the ball off, and it's a little bit of movement on the left side, and finally tackled kind of physically there as Michael Jamerson comes in and finishes off the play. Gain of about four. Now they're going to, goodness, they're going to give him all the way up to the almost the 40-yard line. That's quite a generous
spot. Yeah, that's some,
spot,
that's
so.
Some forward progress right yeah. there. You saw Jamerson in there, Tyler Rich, plenty of other white shirts in on that tackle, pushed him back several yards, but they gave him five on the play.
So it'll be second and five. Pfeiffer on the snap. Back in the pocket, looking to his right, throws it underneath, but cannot get it to an open receiver who had come out of the backfield. Was that the tight end?
Yeah,
the
that's
brother?
Right. That's the other Shetron. That's Tabry
Talen?
Shetron.
Tabin?
Tabry.
So that'll bring up third and five. 3:44 to go here before halftime.
Steve, you see the Rams' two-touchdown lead. How big would it be right here to stop them here on third down, get another chance to go down, and add to your halftime score?
Well, we've scored in 2:36. We've scored in 1:48. We've scored in 1:03. So I like those chances.
And methodically, too.
Third and five, Pfeiffer. Gives the ball off to the running back, met rudely by the linebackers at the 40. Still up, still fighting, and finally brought down at about the 42-yard line. I couldn't see who face mask with him, but coming up off the bottom, it's Michael Jamerson. I thought it was a linebacker,
yeah,
there, Jared.
Well,
might have been Brody Doris.
Aiden Lewis hit him first. Aiden Lewis is a man possessed out there tonight.
You have called his name a lot from sideline to sideline. He is making plays.
He saw the hole that was left by Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett. He said, I'm going to fill it this year.
Lewis coming in. He's a 6'3", 190-pound senior. Got some playing time last year, but he's really making a name for himself here in the opening game of the season for Owosso.
It looks like the Wolves are just going to run down the play clock, call a timeout. We're now under 3 minutes, and we're going to have a Duralast Roofing timeout.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Jeff and Shelley Waters of Waterstone Cleaners in Owosso and Tulsa are proud supporters of Owosso Athletics. Waterstone Cleaners has served this area since 2006, and they love all things Owosso. They offer dry cleaning and full laundry service at Waterstone Cleaners. Stop by the Owosso location at the corner of 96th and Garnett in Owosso. Go Rams!
46 to go here before halftime. Owosso 29, Santa Fe 15. As Jared mentioned before we went into that timeout, Santa Fe letting the clock run down. They've got a 4th and 3, and I'm sure they were wanting to limit as much time as possible for this Owosso Ram offense. But Jared, I mean, come on, you better get ready, because it hasn't shown a lot of resistance. Now, I think the only punt that Owosso had was on the 3-and-out had in the first quarter.
Yeah, and that was the result of two high snaps. So, you know, the Owosso offense has moved it pretty well and pretty efficiently. Steve, I do want to take a moment, just recognize, look at all the visiting fans on the other side. I mean, unbelievable. It's just so nice to see cars in the parking lot. Even the home side is filled tonight. Yeah. How good does it feel to have a full crowd at a high school football game?
Well, if there's anything such as getting back to normal, this is normal. But you're right. A lot of Owosso Ram fans taking the trek down the turnpike here for tonight's clash between number 2 and number 4 in Class 6A.
Looks like we're having a delay of some sort. We must be trying to reset the clock.
Yeah, I think he's looking up at the press box to put some time back on the
clock. Bump it back up to 40 seconds on the play clock. Either way, it's 4th down and 3, with 2:46 remaining in the first half.
The Santa Fe punter is going to line up at about his own 30-yard line. Back deep for Owosso, I believe that's Cody Chase. And if we can get a return, the Rams could get some really good starting field position. I don't think it's going to be bad. The last punt was kicked out of bounds. Now this is a better punt this time. Better get out of the way. I thought it hit a Santa Fe player in the back.
It looked like somebody for Owosso tried to dive in there. It did. It hit an Owosso Ram in the back.
Sure did.
And that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
You've got to have your punt returner communicating with those guys. Let them know where the ball is so they don't get sniped like that. And that could breathe life into the Wolves here as we go into halftime.
They're going to line up 1st and 10 at the Ram 25-yard line. 2:44 to go here before halftime.
And, Steve, that's the one thing you couldn't let happen on that play, and it happened. So the defense is going to have to step up here.
Pfeiffer back in at quarterback. Twins to the right. He's going to look to right over the middle. He's got an open receiver.
Oh,
the one-hand catch. Can't come down with it. That's a great effort there. Trying to see who that is. That was intended for L.B. Reeves. He's had the long reception earlier in the game. But, Jared, if he comes down with that, that is a great football play.
Yeah,
if he's able
absolutely.
To make.
Absolutely.
Got to tip your hat on that one.
No doubt. He got a few fingertips on it and nearly hauled it in. It was a pretty violent play down to the turf, and that might be what knocked it out. But
he was a little slow getting up as well. As it is, the clock stops at 2:39. 2nd and 10 from the 25. The handoff up the middle and finally tackled after a gain of about 5 on the play. That's going to be Robinson again.
Yeah, that was Tyler Rich there on the tackle. And, you know, 4 or 5 yards, that's about as successful as they've been on those runs up the middle.
Give him a gain of about 4. That'll bring up 3rd and 6. So a big down here, Jared, as the clock continues to roll as we approach 2 minutes to go before halftime. This is a big play and a big down. You got to think, though, this is probably 4-down territory for Coach White and his Wolves.
I agree.
Pfeiffer back in the pocket. He's got a receiver deep over in the right corner and can't get the ball to him. in tying. That was the tight end, yep. Tabin.
Yeah, that was Tabry Shetron, and it looked like he was running a little limp there for a minute. You know, kind of slow on that route, and that might just be his style of running. I'm not sure, because he was there. He had an opportunity to catch that ball. But nonetheless, that brings up fourth down and six, and the offense is still on the field, Steve.
Yeah, this is going to be four down territory, 1:55 to go. Just trying to see who was in coverage that time for Owosso. I believe that was Jake Adams. Here's the snap. Pfeiffer flushed out of the pocket. It's going to roll to his left. He's buying some time, and then he lofts it up over his wide-open receiver. He had too much time that time.
Yeah, I think that was number six, Devin Hudson, his intended receiver.
And he had him.
He had him. He was just, he tried to turn his hips so he didn't have to throw off his back foot. And when he did that, it just kind of launched the ball a little bit over his receiver's head.
So the Rams able to force the Wolves off on downs. And Owosso still with a minute 47 to go here before halftime. Jared, that's time to score.
That's right. And how big was that? You know, you get a bad bounce on the punt. Defense comes out, takes care of business. You've got to think this Owosso Rams offense is confident.
So Haven's back in at quarterback. He's got a backs to his right and left. Fakes the run to the left. Haven's is going to go to his left.
Oh, great downfield block.
Field. That's a gain of about 16, maybe 17, almost 20.
Yeah, and that was Jarae Austin on that downfield block on the far side. Just locked his man up and allowed Austin Havens to get that corner and go for about 16 yards.
Rams first and 10 at their own 20, or their own 41-yard line. Clock rolling, under a minute 30. Havens again on the keeper, goes to the left side, and he's going to be tripped up. The Rams spend all their timeouts early before the end of the first quarter. Gain of about four on the play, brings up second, and now they're going to give him three, second and seven.
Down to a minute 10.
Looks left on the snap, the throw, gets out of bounds. Is
Jarae Austin on the far side, that's right.
Yep.
Should be good enough for a first down and stop the clock right across midfield. And Steve, I tell you what, man, the legs on Austin Havens, that is a deadly addition to this offense if you can continue that.
Yeah, and he's, as you mentioned throughout the first half, he's doing it wisely, making good decisions. High snap, fakes the throw to the right. It's an end around. Coming around is Carney. He's got blockers out in front, and we're going to have a hold here on the near side. I'm not sure about that one either. That was Nolan Ackenhausen who was out here blocking, and flag came out immediately.
Yeah, it's a long way for your right tackle to be from the line of scrimmage. He was way out here blocking somebody over here on the edge, and whenever Carney cut back inside,
I think he grabbed the defender.
May have grabbed the defender a little bit too long. And that's why the Rams are being pushed back on the other side of midfield.
So that'll back them up to their own 38-yard line. Clock at 56 seconds. Havens gets the snap, throws quick to the right, and it can't be reeled in there by Austin. That'll bring up second down.
Yeah, at about 20,
22,
22
maybe.
Yards to the sticks, Steve. But you got to think, again, this is probably, you know, with 52 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, they need a big batch of it here. Havens gets the snap and just hands it off. And they're going to let time run down because Edmund Santa Fe has zero timeouts as well, so probably just kind of let this one run down and take us into halftime. I think the Rams will have to run one more play, about a 3.5-second differential between the play clock and the game clock.
And Steve, coming up on our Hopper Group halftime show, you are interviewing Dee Sokolowski with First Bank of Owosso and also Coach Duffield from the athletic department.
So stay tuned. It should be exciting. And then Rob Williams working feverishly on the stats up and down the field. We'll recap this first half of action. Havens, 1 second. And I'm not sure they were just going to let it run out anyway.
Yep.
So with 3 seconds on the play clock, Owosso takes the penalty, or they will. That'll back them up 5 yards. Kind of inconsequential here at this point.
Steve, obviously not a perfect half of football, but you got to like what you see on the scoreboard.
Man,
up 2 touchdowns.
Hey, you know
going
what,
into halftime.
Jared, a lot of times in these type of games coming out, there's a lot of motion, illegal procedures, and the Rams have played pretty disciplined
sure.
football overall. So
absolutely.
That's a big nod. Final play of the half, the handoff. And Neely lost the football. It's a fumble on the ground, I think, recovered by Edmund Santa Fe. They're unable to advance, and with that, the clock runs out, and we have finished the opening half of football here in this opening game. It's Owosso 29, Edmund Santa Fe 15.
Steve, it's almost time for the Hopper Group Halftime Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll chat with Dee Sokolowski from First Bank of Owosso and Coach Duffield from the Athletic Department. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Molly Jordan, a Keller Williams Premier Agent in Owosso, is not only a huge fan of Owosso Athletics, Molly is also a huge supporter of everything Owosso. Molly has been selling homes and properties in Owosso for a long time and understands this market. Call Molly Jordan or find her on Facebook. Call her at 918-520-6015 today. Go Rams! Let's have a winning season in Owosso and call Molly Jordan.
Welcome back here at Halftime. I'm joined by First Bank of Owosso President and CEO Dee Sokolowski. Dee, welcome to our Halftime show here.
Great to be here.
Great to have you. A lot of exciting things going on in Owosso. And, of course, you and I, two hometown boys growing up in Owosso, lived here all of our lives. And you've been associated with First Bank of Owosso and the banking industry that entire time. Kind of give us an update as some of the changes from maybe when you and I were banking back in the 70s and 80s to where we are today and some of the changes not only in banking, but also in the community.
Well, it's changed incredible, Steve. As you know, when you and I were kids, we played teams like Dewey and Pawhuska and Sperry and Skytook. And I was born on September 27th, which was a Saturday, and my mom wrapped me up and took me to the Friday night football game. So I've been going to a Owosso Ram football game since I was 6 days old. But the changes, not just in the school, but the community, have been unbelievable. I was doing a little research just this week on the new 2020 census is finally out. Owosso has now passed Bartlesville and Muskogee. We're the 11th largest city in the state. And the changes have just been incredible. And the code word or the word for the day in academia now is experiential learning. My wife keeps me up to speed on this because she's a high school teacher, and Owosso's been doing that for over 50 years. When you look at the programs that the Owosso Public School has, some of us view it as extracurricular, others of us view it as an integral part of the school. You know, you take the athletics. Coach Blankenship referred to this last month in the chamber meeting. In the last 4 years, I think Union's won 30 football games, Jinx has won 36, Broken Arrow's won 37, Owosso's won 44. We're not the wannabe town anymore. We're not the wannabe school. We are the it, and we ought to be proud of that. And you look at the athletics, we're competing for a championship in almost every sport. The FFA, as you and I know, being old FFA members, it's the most outstanding FFA chapter in the state. We're the only chapter in Oklahoma that's ever had two national FFA officers.